Democratic House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino of Denver attended Sunday's vigil for the victims and their families. In the face of tragedy, he says it's natural to try and look for policy answers.
I think there's a lot of grieving and mourning still going on. And, you know, people are starting to ask the question, how do we prevent this? What are the solutions, if there are any? And I think those conversations are starting.
The alleged gunman, 24-year-old James Holmes, amassed more than 6,000 rounds of ammunition on the internet prior to the shooting. He used an assault rifle, a shotgun, and two handguns, according to law enforcement, all of which were purchased legally over the last several months. Ferrandino says lawmakers definitely need to look at the policies surrounding everything that's happened.
Always look at our mental health services, and we also need to look at the laws around guns and around that. And so, you know, I think those debates will happen in the coming legislative session.
Democratic Congressman Ed Perlmutter represents Aurora. He's been a longtime supporter of a federal assault weapons ban. But it's not clear if local politicians would want to go that route. Over the weekend, Governor John Hickenlooper told CNN that he thinks even if assault weapons weren't available, the alleged gunman would have found something else equally as destructive. Republican Senator Greg Brophy from Ray agrees.
Evil exists in the world, and laws are probably not going to do much more than just mitigate it.
Some states, including Massachusetts and Illinois, have restrictions on ammunition sales over the internet. But Brophy cautions his fellow state lawmakers against introducing similar legislation in Colorado. He says criminals will simply find a way around it.
You end up inconveniencing law-abiding citizens. I seriously doubt that there is any way to really change the policy to make it impossible for something like this to happen.
For now, most elected officials are staying clear of policy debates and say they're simply shocked, saddened, and disgusted by the shooting and want to focus on helping the victims and community of Aurora recover. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.